This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, go up to the website. Like I tried to tell you earlier, you know, you heard today that Lauderwood Crowder is his stuff is being totally demonetized, and you may not be able to find him anymore on YouTube, along with other conservatives. They are pounding us down. They are taking away two things: a way for us to get our message out, and a way for us to make money. All right, because you know it's not the days of old where sponsors pay you big bucks to sponsor you here. They are not paying you big bucks for this. Believe me, I do not have two Rolls Royces sitting out in the driveway. But we do this, a lot of us do this, because we know we need to get the message out. We do everything we can to do that. And I try to do everything I can to do that. I mean, we're getting to the point where our young people don't know, they don't know what the holidays are. They don't know what was given up for them to have the right for the things that they, to the things that they're doing. And so as this comes down, more and more of us, or more and more conservative shows that you love, are going to drop off. So help them out where you can. You know, I've got an article I should pull back up that I wrote years ago. And it seems that every time a Democrat becomes a president, the first thing that red pen goes for is our military. It's almost like they hate the military. It's just amazing. But whether you like him, you don't like him, you don't like why he did what he did or what have you, I got to give Franklin Roosevelt credit for the day. He asked people, Democrats, asked them to pray. Pray for our troops. Pray for the endeavor of what they were taking on. So whether you agree or not, I'm really not asking you. But let's get to it. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear his prayer, what he told the American people when D-Day went down.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, last night when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment that troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far. And so, in this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, impart our courage unto our sons, wheresoever they may be. And, O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in thee. Faith in our sons, faith in each other, faith in our united crusade. Let not the keenness of our spirit ever be dulled. Let not the impacts of temporary events, of temporal matters of but fleeting moment, Let not these deter us in our unconquerable purpose. With thy blessing, we shall prevail over the unholy forces of our enemy. Help us to conquer the apostles of greed and racial arrogances. Lead us to the saving of our country, and with our sister nations into a world unity that will spell a sure peace. A peace invulnerable to the schemings of unworthy men, and a peace that will let all men live in freedom, reaping the just rewards of their honest toil. Thy will be done, Almighty God.
Wow! You mean, it's not the damn will be done? I mean, listen, again, I'm not asking you what you think about him. I don't want to hear about whatever it is, you know, whether he cheated on his wife. This is not what this conversation's about. This guy prayed. And he encouraged Americans, a Democrat president, encouraged Americans to pray for the safety of the... But I want you to think about something. He talked about the enemy. He talked about how bad they were, how despicable they were. If Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House, you think she would have brought him up on charges? Seriously, think about it. I mean, based on how they are today, based on what they feel and how they believe about this stuff, they would have had a field day with this, right? I mean, well, if he was a Republican president. That's why I said to you, no matter what you believe in the Democrats, this is not what they were always like. And no, they didn't switch sides. And, you know, Roosevelt would not be a Republican today. Or, I mean, they probably wouldn't let him in the party. Probably wouldn't let JFK in the party, for that matter. Roosevelt, maybe. JFK, definitely not. Not going to happen. You know, the days of Lyndon Baines, I mean, LBJ would have just wiped out the opposition. You know, AOC, she'd be relegated to a post in Antarctica somewhere, you know? Because that's how he dealt with stuff. And right or wrong, I'm just saying, that's how he dealt with stuff. But the thing I love about all this, again, president on national television. And this is the president that they hold in very, extremely high esteem. So I'm going to see your host more on this after the break. A bit of our pre-D-Day celebration. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat.
We are back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And look, I know tomorrow is actually D-Day. I get it. But you know what? People forget. Day's over, you know? And you're going to hear it everywhere else. I want you to hear it here first. You know, I want these numbers in your head. Now, look, I'm not. I mean, some of you are younger people that listen, and I get all that. But here's the deal. I would wonder if we had this kind of assault, if we had this kind of world war scenario going, do our young people, Do the people that we know and love and care, would they get up and go fight? Would they have this in them to go do? And again, I'm not putting anybody down. I'm asking a question. That's all I'm doing. I want you to think about something for that day. The men and women that went into war, now we didn't send women, you know, with guns in the war, but I'm sure we lost women that day as well. But the young men that left to go fight that battle that day, do you think that their sergeants, that their superiors were telling them, hey, you know, we're America, we're the U.S., we've got the most formidable fighting military on the face of the planet. We're going to go wipe out the Germans. We're going to wipe out the Japanese. We're going to come back and be victorious. No. No. As I've heard and talked to the people and read, they told those young men, many of you won't be coming back. How many of you would have left the room at that point in time? Just asking. Come on, think about it. How many of you would have got up and walked out? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, when you think about what it takes for somebody to have that selfless attitude, it's not about me, and it's not about my phone, it's not about my shoes, it's not about my pants, but how do I help somebody else? How do I save somebody else? That's a lot of selflessness going on there, isn't it? Now, when you think about what happened that day, the Allied figures for D-Day casualties are, you know, they're contradictory if you look at the German figures, of course, because we don't know how they were recorded back then. About 5,000 Allied troops are killed and or missing or wounded. The 1st U.S. Army accounting for the first 24 hours in Normandy. Right? First 24 hours of fighting. 1,500 soldiers were killed, 1,900 were missing, and 6,600 were wounded. Right? Let those numbers sink in for a second. Because you know the heart attack that we've had now, losing any life is terrible. I got that. But over the years, as we've lost men and women in Afghanistan and other places, it's like the worst thing that's ever happened. And yet, we lost all these men and women on D-Day, saving the lives of others. The after-action report of the U.S., ending July 1st, it says, showed 22,119 casualties, including 2,800 that were killed. 5,600 missing, and 80 were taken as prisoners. You know, many times in those days, they didn't take prisoners. Somehow they got shot in action or trying to escape. Over 13,000 were wounded, including paratroopers. Think about that. Think about the cover those guys had. They didn't. It wasn't like they had blue parachutes, right? They had white parachutes against the blue sky. Canadian forces at Juneau Beach sustained 946 casualties. 335 of those were listed as killed. Now, surprisingly, no British figures were published, but one writer cites an estimate of 2,500 to 3,000 killed. Wounded or missing, I'm sorry. Including 650 from the 6th Airborne. I mean, think about these numbers. Think about the men and women, again, that went into battle, that were willing to give it all. All right? German sources vary between 4,000 and 9,000. A range of 125%. Right? Field Marshal Erwin Rommel's report for all of June cited killed, wounded, and missing almost as high as 250,000 men. By early July, the Allied armed had captured 41,000 German troops while sustaining 60,000 casualties, including 9,000 dead. The French losses in Normandy campaign have been calculated. Listen, think about this. World War II, Right? This evil American empire. They went to Europe to take it over. They went to Europe to conquer the land. They went to Europe. No. We went to Europe to help the ally, help our allies. We went to Europe to help free a people. We came back with nothing. We don't own any part of France or England or any of those places that we fought for freedom. We didn't take over Germany. And the only land that we took, let this sink in, the only land that we took from the French, from the Brits, that we took, if you would, is the land that we took to bury our soldiers. It's the only land that we asked for. Now think about that. Come on, think about it. We didn't steal their oil. We didn't steal their natural resources. We didn't say, well, the beaches now belong to us because we like French beaches and we fought for you guys. And we've saved the French several times over their lives. The total number of casualties that occurred during Operation Overlord from June 6th to August 30th, when German forces retreated across the Sinai, was over 425,000. Nearly 37,000 dead amongst the ground forces, 16,000 deaths amongst the Allied forces, and 125,000 from U.S. ground forces in casualties. Right, they're only, and guessing at the German forces, the casualties, the losses that they had, and they could only guess because they weren't given any numbers. They feel 200,000 German soldiers were killed, and 200,000 ultimately were captured. Look, I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more to talk about. D-Day was real. Share it with your kids. Share it with your relatives. Don't let anybody forget, please. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
North Carolina Republicans Wednesday failed to override the Democratic governor's veto of a Born Alive bill. Democratic State Representative Deb Butler says babies who survive an unsuccessful abortion are already protected.
All living infants in North Carolina are legally entitled to the care that they need. Any overt act to injure or cause death to a living infant is already punishable as murder.
The state's Senate already agreed to an override. President Trump is in Ireland, his first visit to that country as president. Ahead of a meeting with Ireland's prime minister, the president shared the latest on pending tariffs on Mexico.
I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
But talks did break off at the White House on Wednesday, and there was no deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time you're spending on the air, and in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and truly being part of the solution. Seriously. Not part of the problem. So, I don't even know. I mean, this stuff makes me nuts. I can't get away from it. Somebody sent me a link to something that I think would be a good piece to do. Mark Anthony will join us after the next break. You know, Americans, this is why we're in so much trouble. And what was really funny was, I don't know if you guys have been watching lately, the other day it was the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre, for lack of a better term, that took place in China 30 years ago. And when you think about it, right, this was a big deal. The Chinese should know. There should be a lot of people know what's going on. And China, this is a perfect example. I don't know if you saw this the other day. The Chinese people, especially the younger ones, have no recall, no memory of, and don't even know what Tiananmen Square was all about. And they are no closer today to any kind of democracy to speak of. Now think about that. They have done a great job in their education system in tamping down the truth about their country. They're hiding the truth about their country. And we're supposed to think they're nice, great, wonderful people. Now the Chinese people as a whole might be nice, wonderful people. Government, not so much. But they did it through education. They're doing it through education. What they're teaching people about America and Europe and other places and how wonderful the great China is, it's a line of bunk. And you know it. So what are we doing to our, what are we doing in America? What are we doing to our people? How are we teaching our people? So we're going to have some fun with this. Although I don't know how you can. You know, World War II was one of the deadliest conflicts in history. Almost 78 million people died in that conflict. Do you think that maybe somebody should have a clue? almost 70% of those who died weren't even soldiers. That's right. They were civilians. And they weren't civilians that died because Americans bombed someplace. To use the words of Omar, something happened over there. Representative Omar. Right? We had Jews that were purposely killed. Purposely, civilians. Purposely killed. I mean, this is your communism / socialism across the world also being part of. People were killed. They weren't put in prison camps and fed until everything was over and went happy, happy again. They were tortured and they were killed. All right? Just keep this in mind. And you've got a bunch of Americans that have absolutely no clue as to what took place. Take a listen.
What country played the greatest role in defeating the Nazis during the Second World War?
United States.
United States.
America.
France.
Arguably United States.
England.
Soviet Union, I think.
Probably the United States.
What about the Soviet Union?
September
1940. I mean, seriously. They don't know? They don't have a clue? Here, take a listen. I'm just going to have some fun with this.
While America remains neutral, Hitler has mainland Europe in his grip. But in the skies over Britain, the Nazis' relentless westward advance is halted. It is a defeat that forces Hitler to turn his attention towards the ultimate goal, the conquest and annihilation of the Soviet Union.
I think we did the main thing.
Okay, shoot. We just went to the Holocaust Museum, and I wish I could remember which country's France.
France.
Can you think of another country?
America.
Can you think of another country?
Britain.
What about the Soviet Union? Yeah, that was a portion of it I remember seeing in there, that there was a pretty good-sized store.
Can you just shoot me? Seriously, think about these people. Think about what they believe and what they think they know. We've done a poor job, and I'll only run this for another minute or two, but this should scare you. This is why I consistently tell you, reach out to the young people. Train them, teach them, help them understand. I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. I'm not playing, if you would. I'm not trying to be funny. Take a listen.
Person dedicated to that.
The Soviet Union was the Großraumwirtschaft, the great economic space. They needed the raw materials, the oil, the food, and by annexing the Soviet Union, they'd be able to sustain a long war and fend off any British-American attacks. June 22nd, 1941, Hitler launches Operation Barbarossa, the invasion of the Soviet Union.
Probably the Soviet Union would come in close second.
Yeah, they lost roughly 30 million people. That's the size of Canada.
They might not have been doing it right.
Across an 1,800-mile front, Hitler's army of over 4 million Wehrmacht troops surges forward, destroying everything in its path.
This was the largest army that had been assembled in the history of the world.
Ask any American on the street if they've ever heard of the Battle of Stalingrad. I doubt it.
Do you know the Battle of Stalingrad?
No.
About it?
No.
Have you ever heard of the Battle of Stalingrad?
I haven't.
When I was growing up, they never said a damn thing about the Russians helping out in the World War II history books.
Why?
Well, I think that's probably a problem.
Hitler turns his attention towards Stalingrad. Stalingrad was an important target for Hitler because he knew by taking it, he would insult Stalin. He also knew he would force Stalin to try to take it back, and he would be able to wear down the Red Army. But also, it was an important city because it would permit him to pivot south.
Look. Simple English. Simple history. I don't know how many people didn't realize, you know, we were actually allies with the Russians at one time. Because they knew that we could save there. But little America hadn't been around that long. You know, World War One, if you do your history. You guys didn't know I knew this much, did you? Thought I was really one of those dumb hosts. In World War One, which I think is, you know, just hilarious. The Brits didn't even want our help. They didn't think that we were smart enough or old enough or seasoned enough to know how to fight. right? And again, I go back to the French should be licking our boots, not kissing our boots, licking our boots, because we've saved their butt so many times. When you talk about fascism, socialism, communism, the bad isms of the world, if it wasn't for these U.S., these United States, it would be like a virus across the planet. We have stopped it from happening. We have freed people. If you talk to people, you know, you young people are just amazed that you know so much you know. I mean, AOC at 29 years old seems to have more knowledge than any other person on the face of the planet. We have saved France three times. Unless I'm wrong, you can correct me later. But we have saved countries. We have, you know, added to the force, if you would. We're not invaders. We're not colonializers. But all they're taught, all those kids are taught in school. And if you go to my Facebook page, I've got an article up there right now about the Socialist Democrat Party putting out pamphlets everywhere as to why socialists should be teachers. And I've always said, conservatives need to be teachers. Conservatives need to step into the classroom, into the universities and colleges. We should be the one these kids are learning from, being taught from. I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, who else should they be learning? Who else are they going to get a well-rounded education from? The leftists are going to give it to them. Not going to happen. And you already know that. I'm not telling you anything new. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck Nadell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
I saw some of you ladies get up out of the chair and start dancing. Joe Messina, your host, is to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so Mark Anthony will join us in the next hour. He's in D.C., and they're having some technical difficulties. But I got some stories that will make your blood boil anyhow. We'll have a lot of fun with this. I'll have a lot of fun with this anyway. You know, I've been saying this, and Xander Gibbs said it last week, too. And he said at first he was mad at Dr. Gina Loudon for saying it. And Dr. Gina Loudon said that, look, where does, and again, I want you to be, let's be clear. Dr. Gina Loudon, an outspoken conservative, I think she's a psychologist, right? Behavioralist or whatever. And Xander Gibb, an openly gay talk show host. I don't know if he's saying he's like openly gay or he's openly a talk show host, because you know that's embarrassing, you know, to be a talk show host. That is. So, but she said this was going to open up, you know, the gay marriage thing, same sex marriage, would open up all kinds of issues because it's not the fact that it was just a gay marriage scenario. The mantra of the whole thing was, you can't tell me who to love. I can't help who I love. And it was some of us, including yours truly, who said, is it who or how many? Maybe even what? So if you can't tell me who to love, can you tell me how many? Just asking a question. So now we've got a new study out of the UK that says that pedophilia is natural and normal for males. Yeah, let that sink in. So pedophilia interest is natural and normal for human males, said the presentation, to a sizable minority of normal males would like to have sex with children. Normal males are aroused by children. Really? So should you keep me away from my granddaughters? Should you keep every grandfather away from his granddaughter? Maybe you should keep the nephews away from the granddaughters. The nephews away from the nieces. Well, no, that wouldn't be right. You know what I'm saying? The older nephews away from the granny. So what they're saying is that, you know, this idea or this thing that we call pedophilia is normal for males. Apparently it doesn't affect females at all. A sizable minority of normal males would like to have sex with children. Normal males are aroused by children. I must have been abnormal. Some yellowing track from the 70s or early 80s era are abusive celebrities and infamous... I mean, the pedophilia information exchange, known as PI. This is not by some underground group. Right? This is from a college study. The statement that pedophilia is natural and normal was made not three decades ago, but within the last couple of years. And it wasn't made in a private setting or what have you, but in an academic presentation to many people. And to many of the key experts in the field that the conference was held at the University of Cambridge. Other presentations included for the day, Liberating the Pedophile. Yeah, I'll wait till you throw up and come back. Right? A decursive analysis and the danger and difference. What is hebephilia? Anyway. Oh, hebephilia is a sexual preference for children in early puberty from 11 to 14. So I guess it's so natural and normal that they have two different ones. They have one for 11 to 14-year-olds and then from 14 up. I guess I get a little older there. I mean, seriously. Another attendee and enthusiastic participant from the floor was one Tom O'Carroll, a multiple child sex offender, longtime campaigner for the legalization of sex with children, and former head of the Pedophilia Information Exchange, or Pedophile Information Exchange. Wonderful, he wrote in his blog afterwards. He said, for a while I felt relatively popular, especially with the girls under 11. No, that's my words. Last week, after the conviction of Rolf Harris to report into Jimmy Savile and claims of establishment cover-ups to protect sex offenders, I mean, we see this happen all over the place. I mean, I'm lost for words when it comes to this stuff. We're allowing 4- and 5-year-olds to decide whether they're male or female. We're now going to allow, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds, whether they're old enough to have sex. Have them make their own decisions. We have lost our minds. Or we've lost our morality more than anything else. We don't want to tell anybody what to do. We don't want to feel bad about anybody else feeling bad about what they're doing or might be doing. Are we going to go back and apologize to all those people we've put in jail for sex offending or having sex with an 11, 12, or 13-year-old? Really, think about it. How many of those young girls that had sex at 11, 12, or 13, now later on in life realize that they couldn't have known what they wanted? You know, Britain went into a convulsion of anxiety about child abuse in the 80s. Right, and you think about it now they're talking about all that child abuse that they went nuts about, they're now saying is fine. Not a big deal. key factor of what happened all those decades ago in the dressing rooms of the BBC and wards of many hospitals? Right? I mean, you find out who the people in power, they're the ones that are doing these kind of things. They say, you know, powerful men, lots of testosterone, very, very sexual men. It's like, really? So what does that mean? You get to have sex with young girls because you have money? Because you're a powerful person? You would think the left would fight that tooth and nail because, hey, that's not equality. Only the guys with money get to have sex with the 11-year-olds? You see how stupid this... It's just sick. It's just sick. In 1981, a respectable publisher, Bassford, published a Perspectives on Pedophilia. It was edited by Brian Taylor. Now, he was a sociologist and lecturer at Sussex University. He challenged what Dr. Taylor's introduction called the prejudice against child sex. And you wonder why. You wonder what's happening in California in education, right? He took a look, and the book was aimed at social workers, community workers, probation officers, and child care workers. The public wrote, Dr. Taylor generally thinks of pedophiles as sick or evil men who lurk around school playgrounds in hope of attempting unspecific beastliness with the unsuspecting innocent child. He reassured readers that it was merely a stereotype, both inaccurate and unhelpful. These aren't mean and nasty people. This is just amazing. The perspectives of most, though not all, contributors appeared strongly pro-pedophile. At least two were members of PI, and at least one, Peter Wrighton, who was incredibly director of education at the National Institute for Social Work, was later convicted of child sex crimes. But today, he would be let loose, given an apology, and probably lots of money. This is what you kids are up against. This is what your children are fighting on a regular basis. Now, I know you're saying, some of you are saying, well, it's over in England, it's over in Europe, that's not going to happen here. Really? Give that some thought. Think about that. How many things happened in Europe finally came here? Right? Especially England. You can find this online at The Telegraph. It's thetelegraph.com.uk. I'll have to save that for next time. Oh, maybe I'll talk about it in the next hour. There's a group out there screaming, you want to end abortion? It's really simple. Hold men, fathers of those unplanned children, accountable. Because no father wants to be accountable for the child, do they? It's a misleading title to begin with. It makes it look like men don't want to be engaged. They don't want to be involved. They don't want anything to do with the woman they impregnated, which is a lie. There are many guys that want to be involved and engaged in those children. But the women won't let them. And not only do they not let them, sometimes they just abort the babies. So there's nothing to be involved and engaged with. And I love how they make it sound like it's all one person's fault. I know some people get nuts when I say this, but I'm sorry. But the ladies are accountable too. Are they not? I mean, we can't get you pregnant unless you allow us to be with you. I'll put it that way. I mean, without protection, without anything, when do we all start taking responsibility for what we do? Joe Mancini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Really, seriously. Mark Anthony will join us in just a little bit.